I tell you, this mission, this first mission, Shabbos, I have a mental block against it. I don't know why. It just, I can never deal with it. Too complicated because of the arithmetic involved. Yitzias of Shabbos. The Isser of Hotzah on Shabbos. Shtayim Shem Arba Bifnim. There are two which are four on the inside. Shtayim Shem Arba Chutz and two which are four on the outside. Bezit Tzad. How does this work? Bezit Tzad is like Ketzad. Ani Yomi Bachutz. The Yoni stands outside. Bob Ice Bifnim, and the owner is on the outside, and the inside. Pashad Ani is the other Lifnim. The poor person sticks his hand inside, but not until the other Shabbat buys and puts something into the hands of the Baal Bus. Oshanot HaMitocha takes something from within the hands of the Baal Bus, Votzi, and takes it out. Hani Chayev, the poor person is liable. Baal Bais Potter, and the Baal Bais is exempt. Right? So, in these cases, the Baal Bais is just passive. The Yoni is doing the entire Melacha, either by taking out or bringing it, putting in, and he's Chayev. Now, the opposite case. Pasha Babais is Yadar Lachutz. If the Babais extends his hand outwards, Vinosa Natoch Yadar Shalani, and puts something into the hands of the poor person, Oshanata Mitoch, or he takes something from within the hands of the poor person, Vichnis, and brings it into the house, Babais Chayef. In this case, Babais is Chayef, because he does everything. Vani Potter, and the poor person is exempt. Pasha Ta'ani is Yadar Lifnim. If the Ani sticks his hand in, the not al Baal Bais Bitocha, but the Ani did not do that noch, he didn't put something down. The Baal Bais took from within his hand. Oshana Socha, or the Baal Bais put something into the hands of the Ani. Votzi, and then the Ani took it out. Shnei Pturim, they're both exempt. Pasha Baal Bais is Yodo Lachutz, because one did Akim, one did Anocha. So since they did the full Maisa, so therefore they're both exempt.
So why isn't this Emin Yocho or Zayin Yocho?
No, because each one was Yochel. Each one could have done the whole thing. They didn't choose to do the whole thing. Pasha Baal Bais is Yodah Lachutz. The Baal Bais sticks his hand outside. V'notah l'oni mitocha. And the oni takes from within it. Or sh'notah l'socha. Or he puts something within it. V'yichnis. And the Baal Bais brought it into his hand. Shneim turim. They're both exempt. Okay, again, the same idea. Each one did half of the activity. Hanoch without Akira, Akira without Hanoch. Mao Shtem Shtem Shem Arba. Shtem Shem Arba. What are two which are four? Shtem Lechiv. Does it mean that the two Chivim Daraisa? Ushtem Liptur. Two which are exempt, meaning they're only the Rabbanans. Or Arba Lechiv. Varba Liptur. Or there are four Chivim, four Chivim and four Peturim. Now, what do we mean by this? So this is where the Mashbiach explains it. What is the meaning of the Mishnah? Mom is your mental block against this. That was the meaning of Mishnah.
This is similar to the Batli. So.
I know.
Just in general.
No difference between Batli and Yerushalmi. Whenever it comes to being of Shabbos, my mind snaps off. Does it intend to combine the two exemptions in the Sefer with the two Chiyuvim in the Resha? Whereas when it says, Tzil Shabbos Taim Shei Marba, does it mean that the two chiyuvim in the seifa, the two exemptions in the seifa, which are what each person does half his potter, is together with two chiyuvim in the ratio. So you have two, which are four. In other words, you have hotza and achnasa, and one is chayiv and one is potter. Two are chayiv and two are potter, right? In which case, panim refers to one standing inside, and chutz refers to one standing outside. Okay. Shtayim Shem Arba Bifnim means that you have two which are four, meaning two chiyuvim, which also can be manifest as peturim for somebody standing on the inside, or two chiyuvim which are also manifest as two peturim for somebody who's standing on the outside. So the two are hotzah nachnasa, which are four. There are some because the two hotzah nachnasa, in classic sense, one person does the entire activity. Hotzah nachnasa, where your potter is where only one does, each one does half of the activity. Is that the way to explain Mishnah? Or does two which are four refer to achnosos and otzos of chiyuv? In other words, all it's possible to have four cases of chiyuv, right? Otzos of the Baal Bais, otzos of the Yoni, achnosos of the Baal Bais, achnosos of the Yoni, right? And really, shtayim shemar v'nim shtayim shemar b'chutz is really very different. According to this, it means that, does two which are four refer to Otzos, Achnos of Chiyub, both the Yashar and the Yani? In other words, two Otzos that are four with the Achnosos, And then subsequently there are an additional two that are four that are exempt. Later on in the Mishnah, it refers to the exempt ones. In other words, when it says Shtayim Shemar at the beginning of the Mishnah, it's not referring to the Pturim at all. It's referring to the Chiyuvim. Only the Chiyuvim. The Pturim are not enumerated. Now, according to this, what does Bifnim and Bachutz mean? So he says an amazing thing. He says, the Mashbiach says this, and the Isor B'chaim Kanievsky picks up on this as well. He says, Bifnim means Doraisa, and Bachutz means Drabonah. Why is that? One or two reasons. Bifnim, because that's the inner part of the Torah, and the Chutz is the outer part of the Torah, right? The Mishmeres, right? The surrounding. Or Pnim means that which you bring a korban for, which is brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. And Bachutz means that which you're exempt on a korban for, because it's only the Rabbanan. Okay? So those are two different pshatim. So now, again, let's read the Mishnah both ways. It could be Tzitz or Shabbos, Taim, Shem, Arba, Bifnim, two which are for, which are all chayef. Bifnim meaning chayef. This is the second way we learned. Two which are for are chayef. There were Tzotza and Achnosa. And both the Yoni and the Oshir, right? So that's two which are for are chayef. And then the Shtayim Shemarim, the two other ones which are for Bachutz, which are potter, right? When neither one of them did the full activity. Okay, that's the second way of learning. The first way of learning is to say that for the person standing inside, there are two Doraisos, which are four, including the Rabbonot. And the person standing outside, there are also two, which are four, two Doraisos, which come out the four, including the Rabbonot. Okay, let's read that more again. What is Shtayim Shem Arba? Shtayim L'chiv doesn't mean two which are Chayev and two which are Potter. Okay, so two which are four means, or two chayev and two potter, and bifnim and chutz means for the one standing on the inside, one standing on the outside. Or arba chiyuv or arba liftor. Or when it says the tzitz of Shabbos time shemar bifnim, doesn't mean that all four are chiyuv, and for that you bring a korban, meaning pnim, or that's the daraisa, meaning pnim. And then there are two which are four bachutz, which is the rabbana. Okay, so that's the question. The Shmini Minado. So which one is it? Let's turn out from here. It says Shvuah Shtayim Shem Arba. By Shvuas, you have two, which are four. And over Rabbi Bo'an, Rabbi Bo'an said, Taman over there, Kulu Chiv. The Shtayim Shem Arba over there is Tula Shavar, Shachalti, Shalachalti, right? And Lahaba, then you have Lahaba, right? Which is Sha'ochal or Sha'loachal, right? So it's a two, La'abo and La'avar, and Tosheyn Arbo, which are positive and negative. And they're all the Doraisos. They're all, as according to the second Pshat, Pnims, right? They're all Pnims. Right? Being Korbanos for all of them, and they're all Doraisos, right? We started already. Okay. We're talking about the first Mishnah Shabbos again, and the question is whether, when it says that there are two which are four in the first Mishnah, it says two which are four twice. So when it says the first two which are four, Shtayim Shem Arba, does it refer to all the part? To the two which are four, does it mean two which are four in all the Doraisos? Or two which are four, and some Doraisos and some Derabbanan. That's the Gemara's question. Okay? So we brought a proof from Shavuos, where all of them are Doraisos. By Shavuos, all of them are Doraisos, two which are four by Shavuos, in Masechta Shavuos, and they're all the Doraisos. So now, Amar Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Ba is the third from the last line, is an asterisk. I'm Rabbi Ba, Tamar Kula Chiyuv. Over there, everything is a Chiyuv by Shavuos. Abraham Hacha, however, Chiyuv Ptura Sina Misne. Here, it's different. Here, two of them are Chayev, and two of them are Potter. So we learned two which are four are half the Rises, half the Abundance. Okay, so it says, the Pnim and Chutz, according to him, it means the inner guy and the outer guy. And each one has two deraisas where they do complete the entire melacha, and two derabbanans where they do half of the melacha. Hadamara arba lechiyuv varba le. I misread that again. Sorry. I don't know. I didn't put a question mark there. I knew I was going to make this mistake. I read it wrong. Arba tamakul chiyuv beramacha chiyuv turasina misnei. Here's it going to be half chayiv and half poor potter. It cannot be. It's not like that. So it's bitmia. Because if two by which are four, they're all deraisos, so two which are four here are also deraisos. That's the implication here, is that they're parallel mishnayos. So atamra arbel chiv arbel ptur. So it's actually like the second half. Mr. Zuger, the second half of the second way to learn. I meant the second way to learn is that when it says pnim in our mishnah, it means deraisa. Because the rice was the inner part of the Torah, right? And the chutz is outside, and that means the rabbanon. So since over there in Shavuos, when it says two which are four, they're all deraisas, so to hear the mission, when it's open and it says two which are four, it also means all deraisas. No derabbanans, okay? The rabbanans are the second part of the Mishnah, when it says shtayim shemar b'chutz, okay? And that's separate. It says more further, based on base. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Mas Nisa Amra Kain." The Mishnah says this: Shvuos time she marba. Shvuos two which are four. Lo lechiyuv. Does that not mean they're chayiv? The Kavasoi says Shabbos time she marba lechayiv. So to hear by Shabbos is the same thing. Okay. I'm wondering. Okay, so says Gemara, Vatani.
It was the same, it's the same language, so how do you get...
No, it's all the same, right?
So
they're all the same, Shavuos and Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Bar are really saying the same thing. Okay? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Bar both say, obviously there's very different ways in which to read Rabbi Bar, and maybe I'm not fully correct about how to read Rabbi Bar, but the way I explain the Gemara, both Rabbi Bar and Rabbi Yossi are going to say that since the Mishnah Shavuos is parallel, so therefore both are coming to say that they're the two which are for all the Raisos. The two which are for all the Raisos, in the Pnim is to all the Raisos, and the second two which are for all the Rabbonots. In other words, they're two separate entities in our Mishnah, and not mixing and matching two which are for part the Raisos and part the Rabbonots. That's the way I'm learning both Rabbi Bar and Rabbi Yos is saying the same thing, okay? Again, let me read it over again. On Rabbi Tamakul Echiv, Zeriro Chayiv, Bramachiv Turasina Misne, here he wanted to be Chayiv and Potter, Adamra Arbal Chiv Arbal Ptur. It must be that all that where the four which are mentioned as Pnim are all Chayiv, and the four which are mentioned are Chutz are all Potter, right? And then Rabbi Yossi says the same thing. On Rabbi Yossi, Mesli Somra Kain, Shvushtaim Shem Arba, right? Lol Chiv are they not Chayiv? The Kavasa, Yitzhit Shab, Shtaim Shem Arba, Lachayiv, they're all Chiv. Vatani. And we have another proof for this. Interesting proof. Classic Yerushalmi proof. V'atani, losas eichel shtayim sheim arba. It says that the doors of the eichel are two, which are four. Because if you remember, the doors to the eichel used to were French doors. They folded back, okay? So there were two, one on the inside, one on the outside. And, oh, now the French door part of it is nothing to do with it. I take that back. The two which are four, which they're, the eichel had double doors. There are two here and two there. So it's two which are four. One opinion is that the French shows one is that they fold, just fold it flat. But in any event, so there, Isoch Memer Lol Chiv Lol Ptur, you're going to say, it's impossible to say, according to the Mashbiach, he changes here, it's from Law to Elo. just like the Yerushalmi drops the olives very often in other places, so here too drop the olive. So el lechiyavul ve'el leptur, meaning that el lechiyavul leptur, meaning that it, just like there, the doors are not, we say two which are four by doors, it's not possible to be mechalik and say some are doors and some are not. So to hear which it says, when it says two which are four, it means that they're all of the same type. Mean in the ratio of the Mishnah, which says pnim, it's all chayev, and the sefer it says chutz, it's all potter. So a very interesting thing Yerushalmi comes up with, which is that pnim and chutz mean here differently than what the Bavli understands it. Pnim and chutz means, pnim means the raisa, and chutz means the rabbanan. Not pnim on the inside, pnim on the outside. The chutz on the outside, that was the initial understanding. We rejected that and we said pnim and chutz means the raisa and the rabbanan. Okay? Says Amar further. Ask the Gemara the same question which we have in the Bavli. In fact, Nisnei Shneimos are potter. There are 12 cases where you're potter. Why is that? Because there are cases where I'm completely passive, where somebody puts something into my hand, or somebody takes something from my hand, and the four such type such cases. Why are they not included in the count? Right? We mentioned potter is a case where I do the akir and you do the anocha. What about where you do both akir and anocha and I'm just passive? There, you're chayev, but I'm potter. Why is that mentioned as well? So says the Gemara, lo asina misne el potter shu keneged achiyuv. This is a similar tense which we have in the Bavli, which is that the Bavli says that the guy who's just passive didn't do anything. And here too, we're saying the same thing. The guy who's passive didn't do anything, so we're not mentioning him. He's like, you know, a bump on a log. So therefore, there's no point in mentioning him here. Since he is, the Yerushalmi thing is medayik. It says, Lo'asina misa, we're not going to mention things other than p'tur shukeneged chiyuv, only things that are p'tur which correspond to chiyuv, means that the p'tur is of the same ilk as the chiyuv. Now, by that I mean to say that the guy who's completely passive is still over in Avera. What's Avera? He's over? Right. He's helping the guy who's transgressed Avera. But it's not a Shabbos stick of p'tur and chiyuv. And we're looking for Shabbos sticker for phenomena of p'tur and chiyuv, right? So therefore, even though he's doing something improper, and that's why it's potter, not mutter, right? Nonetheless, we're not mentioning it here. Okay? No, but you missed a very important Yerushalmi already. It's a complete infinite, the term is the first mission, completely different than the Bavli.
Write that on your notes. Here.
You'll have to take the Mashbiach home with you.
Okay.
The first Mashbiach, very important Mashbiach. Okay? Says Gemara. I brought you homework also. This is what your assignment for Beinus Mani. It's to read the introduction. Not the introduction, because the Mavo.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, because he didn't. This is his Mavo to you, Shalmi.
Okay, that's great.
Okay? Says Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is, I skipped. I'm Rabbi Chia. I'm Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Chia Bar Abba said, Ma wa hein potter tinin hocha mutter. Now this is a very strange answer. This answer is not in the Bavli. The Bavli asks the same question. That lets allude to the people who are just completely passive. From whom the anocha, from the akir is being done, or upon whom the anocha is taking place, right? So let's mention them. So the first answer was like the Bavli, that they might be over Mesayeh, they're over Avera, right? But they're not part and parcel of Chiyuv Shabbos. That's why they're not mentioned. The second answer is very interesting. He says that that which it says in the Mishnah, Potur, is referring to the ones who are Mutter. In other words, this is from the Pnei Moshe, I saw this. That which is, this is all totally not like the Bavli. When it says Shaim Sheimar Bo Bachutz, which means two which are four which are Potur, what does it mean? It means the guys who are mutter. Potter in our Mishnah means mutter. And we're talking not when we say two which are four, we don't mean to allude to those people who are doing half a malacha, akira or anacha. We mean the guys who are mutter. We mean the guys who are just standing there passively. So therefore, in fact, when we say shtayim sheim arba, we're specifically referring not to the guys who did it derabbanan, we're referring to the guys who did it deraisa. Okay, this is like the Usha, this is an interesting thing. I don't know, I was about to say it's like the Ushami. I know the Ushami holds whether Potter and Omsechta Shabbos means mutter or not. But this Ushami is saying that Potter in the first Mishnah here means mutter. So okay, this is the second answer.
Also.
No, it's Potter meaning mutter. Okay? Period. It's a big Kiddush. We'll see if the Ushami holds consistent with this. Rabbi Yisrael Beis says, Onir ve'oshir echorein. The Onir and Oshir, they're both the same. The Chum enumerated them as two. Meaning there's no qualitative difference between the two of them. There's no difference between the who transgresses what. It's just, you know, among the Chumim, in order to give an explanation, they separated them. What were they trying to explain? Similarly, Achnos and Otsa are one thing. Some of the Chum bringing in and taking out. Umanos and Chum Mishnah, Chum enumerated them as two. Okay? Yitzias HaShabbos, now ask the Gemara if that's the case. Yitzias HaShabbos in Achnosa Bichlau. Now the Mashbiach says, all the Mefarshim have contorted themselves in explaining this line. He says, in means ha'im. It's like im. Right? It's a question. Not to be read ain, but rather in. Yitzias HaShabbos, when it says Yitzias HaShabbos, is Achnosa also included? When we say Yitzias, does it also include Achnosa? So it says the Gemara, Hamo, and continuing the question, Hamoti Mishus Lishus, when you take from one domain to another, in Hamachnis Bechlau, is Achnosa involved in that as well? The Shemini Minado, let's prove it from here, that it is. Demar Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yasser B'Shem Rabbi Yochan, Hichnis Chati Grogeres, if a person does Achnosa on half a shear, half a Grogeres, Vehoti chati grogeres, and then he does hotzah and half a shear, chayef. So you see that hotzah and achnosa must be the same thing. Minayin shotzah. Now, true, that's obviously the point of our Mishnah. I'm not sure what the Ushami is going, you know, trying to prove here. I guess we're trying to bring extra extrinsic proof, but it's obviously our Mishnah that we're learning achnosa and hotzah are the same thing, right? That's the whole point of the Mishnah. The Ani putting in and the Ani putting in, the Osher taking, putting out, it's all the same. All right, not sure. Minayin shotzah kri malacha. How many little hotzah is called a malacha? Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Shemir sent Shemelu Minado. He learned from the following pasuk. This brought down in the Bavli. Vayitzav Moshe v'Aviru kol b'machne. Moshe decreed and they made a pronouncement in the camp saying, Ish v'ishal yasu od malacha l'trumas hakodesh. No man or woman should do any more malacha for the trumas hakodesh. Vayikol yam b'avi, and the nation refrained from bringing any more stuff for the construction of the Mishkan. The nation refrained from taking other houses in order to give to the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Chizkiah b'Shem Rabbi Yehuda said, Afilu achnosa atshma mino. You also learn from this achnosa not to bring in on Shabbos. Kishem shenim nuam la elotzi mi botenko. Just like they didn't take things out of their houses, leading this grant to give into the treasures. Kach nim nuagis borei mila kabel miyodon. So too the treasures refrain from taking into their hands. Bring it into the offices of the Mishkan. So therefore we see in this pasuk alluded to both Otzah and Achnosa already in the Torah. Rabbi Chizkiah b'Shem Rabbi Yacha. His name Rabbi Yacha Shama Kulun. He learned both of the everything, meaning Otzah and Achnosa, Miradein Karya, from this pasuk in Yirmiyah. Lototi Masa Mibotech Miyom HaShabbos. Do not take a load out of your house on Shabbos. Do not do any work. Now, where's Achnosa here? So it's missing part of the pasuk. Actually, the end of the previous pasuk. The end of the previous pasuk says, "Valtisu masa biyom haShabbos vaveisem b'shari Yerushalayim." Do not carry loads and bring them into Yerushalayim. So you see, there Achnosa as well. Right, there's Hotzah and Achnosa mentioned in this.
Another example of using Nach to learn.
Learn using Nach. But you know what's interesting also? I just realized that. It seems like at this time, at least, Baris Rishon, Yerushalayim had an Eruv. The second Beis HaMikdash, I don't think it had an Eruv. First Beis HaMikdash had an Eruv, because when...
Just the wall of the city?
Because it says whenever Pesach came out on Shabbos, they had the whole Shai Gemara Pesachim, how to bring the knives to the Azorah, because there was Rishus HaRabim in Yerushalayim. So it's in there. Maybe it's, there's, I seem to remember something about maybe the Greeks making holes in the wall. Maybe that's why it was a Rishus HaRabim in second base on Mikdash. But here you see clearly that the year Navi is telling him, don't pick stuff from outside Yerushalayim into Yerushalayim. So that's Yerushalayim is Rishus HaYachim.
When was the ban of bringing a lulav to the base of Mikdash?
Second base of Mikdash.
Right.
Well, it's not proof, but it's, you know, would fit it. Rabbi Yassi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Getting back to what we said before, Rabbi Yassi b'shem name Rabbi Yochanan.
It's not really a smachta.
The question what he means by shama. You're right. It might be not smachta. There's also, I forgot, there's the Rokeach, who says, he brings down a pasuk here, he brings down, I'm not sure, it doesn't really fit into our Gemara, it seems like he had different gears than Yerushalmi. It says that the Yerushalmi brings down the pasuk, that Hashem said, b'chatzos layla ani yotze b'tzusoch mitzrayim. Right? At midnight, I'm going out into Mitzrayim, and I'm going to kill all the b'chayrus. So here we see that Achnos is called Hotzah. It says Ani Yotzei B'Tzoch Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's Achnos I'm coming into. Okay, so Rokeach, I don't know. Again, he seems like he had this girsa, but I don't know where he put it in.
Not collecting the mud on Shabbos that wasn't considered approved.
It doesn't say that explicitly. It just says Ayetze Ishmim Komo. It doesn't say don't carry it back home. It just says don't go out. So therefore, it's not not as good of evidence as this. Rabbi Yassir Shir Meilon said, "Hichlis Chatzi Gogeres. A person brought an Avigo Geres, Voti Chatzi Gogeres, and then did also an Avigo Geres. Chayev, he's Chayev, as I said previously. On top of Beis Amnalf now, Madama Rabbi Yechanan." That which Rabbi Yechon said, the low Rabbi Yosef, it's not like Rabbi Yosef. What do we mean? The Tani, we learned, Hoiti Chati Grogeris, a person took out half a Grogeris, the Chosar Voti Chati Grogeris, he took out another half a Grogeris, Bailey Machot in one period of forgetfulness, Chayef. Bishtein Lemos in two other periods of forgetfulness, Potter. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Be'elim Echot Birshus Echa Achas Chayef. If it's one Helen, one period of forgetfulness, and it's in one domain, you're chayev. What do you mean? From one Rishus HaYachid to one Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. Or four Amos to one Rishus HaRabim. However, Be'elim Echa B'shtei Rishuyos, if a person did Otzah in one period of forgetfulness, but from two separate Rishuyos, O B'shtei Elemos, or in two Elemos, Rishus HaAchas, in two separate elemos, in one rishus, right? Which obviously the two periods of forgetfulness, they're divided in the middle. Potter, he's exempt. Okay, now this we have difficult. The kashon on the first statement made Rabbi Yossi, ilu otzah v'otzah eina mitzdarfos. If otzah and otzah don't join together, Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yossi said, like Rabbi Yossi, I think it's supposed to be Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, he brings down here the gears is Rabbi Yossi. Imbo tzav achnasa, so the same person we just had. Imbo tzav achna again. Kash ilo tzav atzayin mitzavus Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yossi holds it, you do tzav from one door, and tzav from the other door. In other words, let's say there was Shusa Rabbi over here. I'm sorry, Rishus HaYogin over here, Rishus HaYogin over here, Rishus HaYogin in the middle. So the Otsah from here to here and the Otsah from here to here are not, don't join together, right? That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. So it certainly holds like Lokoshke and Achnos of Otsah, that Achnos and Otsah won't join together. So therefore you must clearly argue on Rabbi Yochla. So Rabbi Yochla holds Otsah and Achnos are joined together. He holds even Otsah, but from two different locations, doesn't join together. So it's clearly a machlokas. Says more, Amar Rabbi Yehila, heavy by the Rabbi Yochan, look Rabbi Yossi. So must be Rabbi Yochan who said, the Tzach Nasa joined together, is now like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yehila, Rabbi Yehila said, Lo sof dover shnei psachim suchim l'shnei paltios. You should know, it's not just where two Rishus HaYochid are open to two separate Rishus HaRabim, Platio is Plaza, Rishus HaRabim, and Fiyu Psuchin Laplatio Achas. Even if the two Rishus HaYochid are open to one Rishus HaRabim, they don't join together. That which you took out one Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim does not join together with what you took out from another Rishus HaYochid into another into Rishus HaRabim, into, even to the self same Rishus HaRabim, in order to make you Chayef.
Even according to Rabbi Yochanan?
Or what?
Even according to Rabbi Yochanan?
No, I think it's specifically according to Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, I don't think it's true.
She's just repeating what Rabbi Yossi
said. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something new.
Where am I now? Of Rabbi Yossi Moda. Oh, same thing. Of Rabbi Yossi Moda, also Rabbi Yossi draws a distinction, however. You know, says Gemara? Rabbi Yossi also draws a distinction. What distinction does he draw? Says Gemara, the Rabbi Yossi Medame Rishios Lemos Achiv. Rabbi Yossi likens Rishios to Lemos, domains to Lemos, that they're both chayev. How so? Now here's a major typo. It should be actually the order should be reversed here. That's brought down. The Mashbiach brings it down, and Lieberman brings it down, and also if you have the Gemara with Shimon, he doesn't bring it down. Sorry, they bring it down. It's supposed to be, but I just want to tell you that fragments from the Geniza on Shabbos. I don't know if they had on Zeroyim, but they had on Shabbos. So he brings down occasionally Sride Yerushalmi, right? The Sride Yerushalmi means the stuff which they had as they were found in the Cairo Geniza. So this is the way. There was a way to read it. Look inside carefully. Kimod Rabbi Yossi Medame. Rishios Lelemos L'chiyuv, just like Rabbi Yossi says Rishios and Alemos are similar vis-a-vis Chiyuv in order to make you Chayev. Kach Medame Rishios Lelemos L'Ptur. So he learns Rishios Lelemos to Ptur. What do we mean? Shimotzi Kigrogeris B'Pesach Zeh. If you took out a grogeris out of one Pesach, ukrogeris per Pesach zeh, and a grogeris at another Pesach, belem echad, in one period of forgetfulness, shema eino chayev shtayim. Do you think he's not chayev too? Of course he's chayev too. So to hear where he did half a grogeris from each one, he's potter. Because each one is separate.
This is hella method.
Doesn't matter. That's Rabbi Yossi Svara. Each one is separate because they're physically different.
But it's a different situation if you're taking half and not being mitzara for the other half. Here you're high of a chatos just for the one gregarious that you're taking out. So if you're taking out another gregarious, but it's the same hella. Then it would make a difference if it's
Helma
or not.
I'm not asking. Again?
He's saying that you're high of two chatos if you're taking one grugeris out of one doorway and another grugeris out of another doorway.
Right.
So, isn't it logical? Who would say that you're not chayav to chatos?
Oh no, Gemara's going to argue momentarily. Momentarily, Gemara's going to argue. But the Gemara at this stage is saying it's logical, chaytu chatos, and Gemara is saying that that's why there's on the other side. It's also logical to say if you took half a grugeris out of each one, what would be your locha?
According
to this, what would the locha be?
It seems that it's like it's mitzarif.
No, it's going to be potter. If you hold from, of course, if you hold from each courtyard, oh, come on. If you hold from each house into Rishus HaYochid, into Rishus Rabin, you're chayev, that means you're chayev too.
Yeah.
It means they're separate. So you take a half gezeis of each one, what's your status? They're separate. So what are you?
Potter.
Potter. Right?
Yeah, but well, that makes sense, except I thought we're in the middle of discussing Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're chayev.
No. So says the Gemara. Let's see that again.
That's what I thought also.
Okay, no, Rabbi. This one, so Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says you're chayev. Rabbi Yochanan said, Otzi chatigres richnis and otzi is chayev, right? We said Rabbi Yochanan is not like Rabbi Yossi, right? Not like Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi says, Bele Mechel, look at the third line of Gemara again. Bele Mechel, third line of this page. Bele Mechel, b'shu sachat chayev. Bele Mechel, b'shtei reshuyos. Oy, b'shtei lehem, b'shu sachat, potter. You see? Be'elem achar b'shtei reshuyos is potter. Right? You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So that's what he said. Have it in my Rabbi Yochanan, look Rabbi Yossi. I think maybe I made a big blooper before. Maybe that's why I confused you. Let me read Amar Rabbi Ila again. Amar Elosov Tovar Shnei Psachim Suchim L'Shtei Platios. It's not just where you have two. Yeah, no, I read Rabbi Ila right. It was the next line which I might have made a mistake on. Let me read Rabbi Yilo again. I made lots of time. Shnei psalim, psalim, shnei v'tletus. I feel psuchim plat yachzor with the vayver. Shusha yachid over here. Shusha yachid over here. Shusha yachid in the middle. Kun Rabbi Yilo. If I take from this is shusha yachid to here, and this is shusha yachid to here, I'm chayev too. And therefore, if I take a half from here and a half from here, I'm potter. Right? Because they're not mitzdarif at all. Period. Not at all. Right? So says the Gemara. Now, Of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Mode, this is where I made a mistake. Of Rabbi Yossi Mode, also Rabbi Yossi concedes, Rabbi Yossi Medame Reshuyos Lailemos Lechiv. What is Rabbi Yossi conceding here? No, that's the next line of switch lines. Yeah.
I thought you switched them both.
No, not this one. But I forgot how to read this one.
That much I'll admit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the way the Mashbir explains is very simple. Al Philip Suchlin Plati Achas Af Rabbi Yosi Moide that they're mechuluk, not like Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, the word Moide here is fake. He's not conceding anything. What's he saying? He's holding on to a shita. He's saying that they're two separate chatzeros, right? So Moed is a misnomer. Moed is a misnomer here. Now listen again. The Rabbi Yossi Medar Rishus Lelemis Lechiyuv. Kimah, let me read again the way the Mashbiach and the Cairo Gnezer change it. Kimah the Rabbi Yossi Medar Rishus Lelemis Lechiyuv. Meaning you chayav on each one separately. Kach Medar Rishus Lelemis Leptur. That the half a grogeres from one is not mitzarif and the half a grogeres from the other. She might say grogeres from Pesach Zeh, grogeres from Pesach Zeh, Beli Mecha, Shemein Achayev, Shemein Achayev too. So too, you're put if you take a half a grogeres from each one. That's all one opinion. Now Rabbi Yudin comes along and argues. Rabbi Yudin comes and says, baloney. Rabbi Yesi Medami Rashiyos Achilos Parsiim. Rabbi Yesi makes a linkage between Rashiyos and Achilas Pras. What does it mean, Achilas Pras? She'imach al-chatzi zayis, b'socha k'de Achilas Pras zeh. Right? you eat half gezeis, not a matzah of treif. Within the achilas pras, the chati zeis another half gezeis, besok the achilas pras hazeh. Within another day achilas pras, shame and a potter. Are you not potter? Obviously potter, right? We all agree on that. You're potter. Rabbi Yossi, Rabban, everybody agrees because it's out of, beyond the shear, right? You can't be chayav malchus. Now, however, och al kama zeis become a prasim. What happens if you ate several kizaisim in several kidei achilas prases? Kelim belim echot in one period forget from us. How much he chayav? How much chayav? Only wife. Shein chayav alachas. Who's it now? Who remembers from the Bible? You who argues? Who holds your chayav in each kizais? No, Rabbi Eliezer. Let's hold the chayv in each kazayis. When you have a hamburger of treif, you hold the chayv in each kazayis. Okay? But we paskin that, like this Yushalmi says, you only chayv one. So too Rabbi Yossi will hold. Rabbi Yudin argues, says, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, that if you take from kazayis from here, or grogeris from here into Yishus Rabin, and grogeris from here into Yishus Rabin, you only chayv and tzelim mechot once. The p'tur is true. If you take a half from here and a half from here, you're exempt. Naik Rabbi Yechanan. He's still arguing Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says take a half from here and a half from here, you're chayev, because they're mitzdarif. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, you also not mitzdarif. But he must concede that if you did two, one from here and one from here, it's like the big burger. You only chayev one, you're not chayev two. Okay, and that Rabbi Yudin argues what he holds in that case. Okay, Rabbi Kisarin said they had a taina on the marshal. They didn't like the way he said it over. I mean, they said, "Atah medamil chalovim." Instead of making a tzushtel, making a parallel to chalav, in other words, to achilas iser, to eating something which is osir, to mean all the Shabbos, being a comparison to something similar to it, something also which is Shabbos. What's a similar comparison? I gave you one. If you knit one thread in this garment, right, and another one thread, right, and one thread in this garment, you're not potter. Obviously, a potter, right? You need a rig of two threads in one garment. Two threads in this garment and two threads in this garment, and a chayv alachas, right? So to Rabbi Yossi's got to concede that you have only chayv one. Okay, no matter how many kazei took up for various different rishuyos. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yossi named Rabbi Yochanan, hamotzi enu chayv ad shiyaniach. You're only chayv when you take something out if you put it down. Rabbi Yaakov bar Yada b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, ad shiyitov ad shiyaniach, until you do not just hanoche, but also Akira. Actually, he told us Akira. You have to uproot it. Rabbi Zira required even more. You got to pick it up with the intent to put it down. What if you picked it up with the intent to wear it? Or you picked it up with the intent to... what is a good example? Yeah, but there's another case which I saw brought down. I forget who said it. I forget where I saw it. It's not that germane, but yeah, the mashpia brings down. If you take it to eat it, you took it in and then decided to walk out while it was holding already. But I picked up a chocolate bar with the intent to eat in my house, but then I walked out with it into Rosh Hashanah. So I'm potter, right? Because that kira wasn't l'shem hotzah. That's be akira l'shem hotzah. For the intent of putting it down later in a forbidden domain. That's what he says. Okay.
But you're not eating it because you put it in your mouth. Is that a form of tanocha?
We're going to get to that. But you didn't eat it while you were walking here, okay? But we'll get to that point. Rabbi Zeirah, since Rabbi Zeirah said that, so the Arab follows, if he took it to eat it, and then decided to put it down, Lava Chayiv is not Chayiv. Madabar Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan said, however, is the Lok Rabbi Yossi. Nalik Rabbi Yossi. What is Nalik Rabbi Yossi? The Tani, we learned, Toti Chati Grogeris Vinicho. If a person took out half a grogeres and put it down, the chazavot yichatzi grogeres, he took out another half a grogeres. Iminicho b'toch out amos from Yisrael, if you put it within 4 amos of the first one, chayev. Imla potter, if not your potter. So it's not just enough to do 2 activities of atzah in succession. Would they have to be joined in some way in the end? How do they join in some way in the end?
Within
daor amos. Within daor amos of each other. Okay.
So why would it be joined? It's the same rishus, so what difference does it make if it's 8 amos away or 4 amos away? Why do they have to be joined?
No, the two. They're both 4 amos away from the initial point.
Okay.
And they're within 4 amos of each other. So why do you not have a grogeris? What makes it a grogeris otherwise?
Oh, okay.
Okay. I guess what I would want to answer you to give you a better answer is Hotzah is melacha grua, right? Hotzah is a poor act, is a lesser form of melacha. So therefore, we need that the end result is going to be on a full shear. Something to that effect, okay? So in any event, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, is that where I'm up to?
I think so.
Fourth one line down. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, derech oleh chayav. So it's a different shot. He says if you pass the second grogeres over the first grogeres while you're walking, you're chayav. Im lav, if not potter. What does he hold? Like what Bavli term?
Lover?
No.
The avir?
No. Mahalech koime dami. He holds if you walk over the first piece, well, the first half of Geras, while holding the second half of Geras, you're chayiv.
Kluta.
Not Kluta. Kluta is even when it's traveling through the air.
Yeah.
But it's Mahalik Oimedami. Right?
Yeah.
So, Lichoira, you don't have to. It's not like Rabbi.
Didn't remember it.
No? You don't remember the concept of Mahalik Oimedami?
No.
You remember Gantz Royim.
It's 4 months ago, man.
No. We had it more recently than 4 months. We had it to look on the side of your Shabbos Daf Pei. What book are you reading this morning? What book are you reading now during the morning?
How far did you get, by the way?
Barely, it's the top of the next Daf. Barely, but the Daf. I remember. Okay, we did a block this morning. A little bit less than a block. Okay, so come on, Rabbi Yossi Aved Mahalik Kameniach. He says if you passed over it, this is in the Bavli, I think it's Ben Azai who says this. If you passed over something, not pass over, you passed through something, and you're walking, you don't stop as if you stopped. That's Malcolm. We don't pass that way. We paskin anochas only if you actually physically stop. But ma'akomidam means even if you're still walking, it's as if you stopped. No recollection whatsoever! He pointers. All right. So the concept here, obviously, ma'akomidami would mean that if you took an half a grogeres, and then you took another half a grogeres and walked over the first one, so the mitzdarif, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way, right? Rabbi Yochanan holds you have to actually be stationary within 4 amos of it, not just have walked over it, okay? So says Gemara, Kimod Rabbi Yossi Yavi Mahal Chamal Kameniach L'chiyuv. Just like Rabbi Yossi says, walking is like standing still to make you chayiv. Kach Uavir Amal Kameniach Liftor. Well, actually, it's a question. Kemod Rabbi Yossi Avin Amal Kameniach Lichiv Kach Avin Amal Kameniach Liftor. Does he say the same thing for Ptur? No, it's Lekula. It's like he says the Lechumra here. Does he also say Lekula? If that's the case, Kevin Shotziu Nasa Kemoshani Chosham. How does the first, the second half ever get within four amos of the first half? How does it work? The moment you take it outside the doorway, it's as if it's resting. Right? Malchus gomi dami. So how do you get it there? So Mark, that's a really a klutz question the Gemara is asking. Mark gives a klutz answer as well. Says Gemara, Dipate shayis in the sunnah tochal daat amos. So about where the first piece of whatever you took out was on the ground within 4 amos of the doorway, right? So when you get right outside the door, you're talking getting within 4 amos of it. Okay. So it says the Gemara, Kehoda detani. Well, if that's the case, it should be, I think something actually changes the Gemara, but it should really be Ela Hoda detani, or like. Like here means, but if that's the case, like, what do you say about this? Right? Wait a minute. If that's the case, how do you have a case where you're potter? Lichor every time. Now, I don't know. It's funny. It's a funny question that Gemara is asking. But Gemara is asking, it's always going to be within 4 amos. Why it's always going to be within 4 amos? You know, now I realize the worst question. I didn't understand when I was praying, but now I understand it very well. If you owe my goyim dami, so the moment the first piece, the first half of Grogeris left the house, it's as if it stopped right on the threshold. Even though now, let's say you carry the piece another mile once you left the threshold of your house. But it's as if it stopped right past the threshold, because Malchus Kremitani. So where's there ever a scenario where the second half of Grogeris does not mitzdarif with the first half of Grogeris? It should always be mitzdarif, because it's as if that Grogeris, that first half of Grogeris, which I took out, is munach here, and here, and here, and here. And then when I pass, and even though I took it then another mile, as if it's leaving a trail in its wake. And then when they take out the second half of Grogeris, of course it's mitzdarif with the first one. How is it possible even ever to be depict a scenario of Ptura? You're always going to be chayef. It's a great question.
No, it was not Bahalach. The first Chatzi Grogeris, Mahalach's ka'ome. As long as you're Mahalach, once you stop Mahalach, you're not Omeh.
Yeah. We just need to hold the door. Yeah, okay, sorry. So,
as long, once you stop being Mahalach, you're no longer an Omeh. Mahalach ka Omeh. Yeah. Only so long as you're Mahalach.
No, certainly Omeh is ka Omeh. I'm not sure of argument you're making.
No, but what I'm saying is that Mahalach Ka'omed, you're saying that automatically it freezes at the doorway. But that can't be.
Why?
You can say Mahalach Ka'omed, Omeh Ka'omed, as long as this object is in one of those states. You know, if it's Mahalach, so then you say it never left the doorway. If it's Omeh by the doorway, then it's Omeh by the doorway. But if you're in Mahalach and already a mile away, can you now say, once you stop being Mahalach, that halachically it's by the doorway? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, because it was there.
It was, but it's...
Yeah.
But not anymore, so you don't...
As long as the second Grogeris hits somewhere where the first Grogeris was, within 4 amos, where the first Grogeris was, it joins, even though it's a history already. Because Beretz Heli Machas, it joins together.
So you have to use your imagination.
It's Lomdus.
I was thinking...
That's what we call Lomdus.
No, it just... Why don't we call Mahalach? Maybe the concept of Mahalach is only when it's passing over the airspace of the other Chatzi Grogeris that's Omeh.
No.
That's the only time...
That's what I was assuming, that it's not. More is assuming that as long as, even though it's not no longer there, over the airspace, but even over airspace where it's no longer, where it once
was.
The airspace of Anocha.
I share the difficulty.
Why? It's a beautiful question. I can't believe you guys. It's a beautiful question.
How Kaomi stops.
No, it never. It's historical. As long as it's only mechod, it's as if there's still a trail there. It's as if there are a million chatzi grogros between the doorway, which are where I exited, and the mile away where I now am. And therefore, any place along that line, and within 4 amos of it, and a second half of grogeres, which I take out as mitzarev to the first one. I think it's fantastic.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I just didn't think the Mahal Chomet ends at some certain point.
Where you stopped, where you dropped it.
Yeah, with a trail. It's like leaving a trail.
Yeah. Well, you're no longer holding it anymore. That's the other time. And look at Mara's answer. Now I understand the Kash. Before you didn't even understand the Kash. Now I understand the Kash. So it says, I'm a Rava, Bar, Braid, Rapopi. Oh, it's a great answer now. Tipar to tell you about. The doorway was 5 amos wide. So you, the first chatzi grogeres you took out on this side of the doorway, and the second chatzi grogeres you took out on that side of the doorway, and the trails are more than 4 amos apart. So that's why they can't be mitzdarif. Ah, gewaldig. Okay, again. Tifat erochav chamisha amos. V'oti achas l'kan, v'achas l'kan. One on this side, one on this side. Val Ray Lotzi is our Shnia of Tokar Bamas the Rishoina. He didn't take the second one, then 4 amos of the first one.
Ah.
Great. All right. Tama Tanina. We learned over there. New issue. Rameir Amir Moisa Shabbos Votzi. Now, this is a case in Croesus. Case in Croesus is a. As Gemara says, a very famous Gemara says, Yesh Oichel Achila Achas V'chayvel of Chamesh Chatos. You need one thing, chayim chayim chatos. If it's chaylev, and it's from an avela, Gemara goes to a whole bunch of things there. Tuma, kuk, pigul, right? You know, all that stuff joins there together, right? So, okay. One of those cases. So, Rameo adds another case, another history. He says, if it's Shabbos, and you were doing otsar as you were walking and eating it, right? So, you're chayiv. Okay? Chayiv on otsar. Now, Amrulo, so they said to Rabbi Meir, this is not what the Bavli says. The Bavli says that the reason why Otsoa is not mentioned is because Otsoa is Achila. I mean, Otsoa is not Achila. It's not Isra Achila, right? We're talking about Yesh Oichel Achila Achas B'chayev Chamesh Chatos. So this is Shabbos and that's Ocha. We want to talk about the Achila Isra. But here it says, Amrulo, Eino Min Hashem Uze. Eino Hashem. This name, this doesn't count. The inner shame literally means not part of the name. She said, "Chayim shumahalech." This your chayev, these luchivim are because of holech. V'zeh chayev mishum meniach, and this is chayev because you walk. Now, what does it mean? What it means to say is the chato, the other five chatos, your chayev even while you're walking. But as long as you're munching on the pigol, noisar, chaylev, nevela, whatever, you know, all the things together, right? So then, it can't be nevela, trefa. So it couldn't be pigol otherwise. So as long as you're munching on all these things, okay, trefa is not become pigol either. I remember, I guess, but I'm going to try it. It's kodesh, bituma, chaylev, noisar, and yom kippurim. It's not pigol. Okay. So in any event, but. What? Shucks, yeah. So in any event, so whatever the case may be, so the bottom line is that those five are because you're eating. And that you can even transgress when you're mahalich, when you're walking. Hotsoi can only transgress if you are meniach, if you stop at some point. So it's not comparable, that's what Gemara says. Says Gemara, Manu Amrulo, who's the one who said this? Rabbi Yossi. I don't know, we know it's Rabbi Yossi, we assume it's Rabbi Yossi. Actually, maybe it's not Rabbi Yossi, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know, it's just a Reish Yud here, right? Could be Rabbi Yehuda, right?
Would Rabbi Yochanan also be Reish
Yud? No, yeah, this is a time. This is Amrulo, it has to be Namoro. No, in the body, he says Rabbi Yossi. So Manu Amrulo, Shnu Nuscho says Rabbi Yossi. So Manu Amrulo, Rabbi Yossi. If that's the case, Mechalvah Shittas and Rabbi Yehuda, I got a problem. So God Shittas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Because Tam and Lo'avid Amal Kiminiyah. There he says, in order to transgress Hotzo, what do you got to do? Anocha, right? So it's not good enough to walk. You got to do Anocha. But we just proved over here, Rabbi Yossi Hotzo Amal Kiminiyah. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi couldn't say to Rabbi Meir, it's not comparable. This is when you transgress, even while you're walking, this you transgress, only put it down. You don't have to put it down in order to transgress Shmei Niach, but in order to transgress Hotzo on Shabbos. Even if you're walking, you're still chai, because Ma'al Koyme Dami. So what he's saying is that Ma'al Zemei Niach, right? The Ko'avid Ma'al Kimei Niach. On Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Seti Poter answered like this. She'a would explain it like this. She'a Mutala Skupa. We're talking about a case where the guy is standing on a threshold. Part of him is inside and his mouth is out on the outside. So he extends his hands. Okay, I'm on the threshold. My torso is in Rishon Sayachid. My mouth is outside. I extend my hand, take an object, put it in my mouth. Still outside, right? Now I swallow. It goes into my stomach. Where's my stomach? And on the threshold on the inside, right? Benotla v'ochla. And he takes it and he eats it, right? So here, it's not comparable. Varelo hilech. He didn't walk at all, right? He didn't walk. So here, what he means to say by varei hilo lo hilech means that mahalach is really koymed dami. Really, all over, it's talking about a mahalach magas koymed. But here, what we mean to say is that you need, in this case, mahalach koymed doesn't help you because you're stationary. What's going to make you chayev in this case? Hanochas meyov, when it rests in your stomach. Because where's your stomach? Rishus Sayachi. But on the other hand, all the other sermons you transgress when you eat something, when do you transgress? Time for your mouth. Hanos grono. When you chew it and get benefit in your throat. So ever that's what he meant to say. That what Rabbi Yossi said when he omer lo, he said it's not comparable because this you can transgress b'mahalich, meaning not necessarily walking, but in any form of transit. Even when the food is in transit, the food is in transit down your throat, right? Zev meiniach means not that you have to stop in order to transgress hotzo generally, even if you're walking. But here in this case, the food has got to stop where for you to be chayev? In your stomach, okay? Because it's got to get into your stomach, which is in the other shoes, in order to be chayev. Okay, so that's what it means here. Again, he was on a threshold. His torso was inside. His mouth was outside. He's not walking. Yet I need anocha in his stomach in order to be chayev on Shabbos. Even though for all the other Yisurim, the moment it gets into his mouth, well, it's still in transit, so to speak. You're ready, chayev. I'm Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana said, Bala chatzi zayis. What happens if you swallow half a gzais of chelev or of dam, v'kiyo, and then you regurgitate it? V'chozer bola. You swallowed it again. Chayv?
Well, at least the Korbanita says chatzi zayis acher. It's not that gross.
Really? That's what he says. You're right. Name Moshe argues. Name Moshe says, Miyach, Hadain Loni Saka, Vachazar Blo Lozo Chatzi Zayis. That's the Pashim shot.
Why? Korbanito, it makes more sense.
No, in Korbanito's case, it would say you're much more chayiv. Because you got to know it's going of two separate ones. That's it, Pashim your chayiv in that case.
That's not Hanoah.
What?
If you're
sure, you got that nose grown. No, you got your nose already. This is after the fact. I don't like the carbonated shot. Okay. Ichnis chatzi gogeres v'chazer v'otzio. You brought a half a gogeres into your house, and you took it out again. Potter, you're exempt. Ma'bin el ben kadmesa. You swallow a half a gogeres, and you regurgitate and swallow again, you're chayev. Yet here, if you take the same half gogeres out of your house and then ain't your house, then out of your house, you're potter. What's the difference? Says more tama nenachekah because here in the case of the regurgitation, he got on us going of a kazayas. Bramacha, but here lo nisase begrogeres lema. He didn't get it full. He wasn't involved with the full grogeres. Why was not involved full grogeres? Because what makes it into a full grogeres?
You need a full grogeres. This was only
two. Right. There's only the same chati.
So on the food, yeah. It's the same chati.
No, but the chi was on that noah. So that's what the Yerushalmi is stressing.
So you're going to get this, a second hanoah, even
right. Tama nene cheko. That's the deal. Can you show me? Tama nene cheko because a kazayis he doesn't have, but hanoah is gone of a kazayis he's got. So he's chayv. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Pam shemisasek b'kugroger shlema." So that he's even involved with full grogeres who part in your exempt as well. Hey Chavito, what's the case? Hoti chati grogeres. He took out half a grogeres. Vinichon, he put it down. V'chazav hoti chati grogeres. And then he took out another half a grogeres. V'lo yispik lo nicho, but he didn't get to put it down. Ach nisrefa rishayna. So the first one got burnt up. Hagei nisasek b'grogeres shlema. He was involved in a full grogeres. But patur, it's still exempt. Right?
So he obviously doesn't hold from halicha k'omet.
No, he doesn't hold out. Well, no, he doesn't hold Gemara called that, right? It's got to get within four amos of the actual one. Begin midemaisa l'chachol chalovin. Why do you bring down this case? Why do you want to bring down this case of a full grogeres? Because since we're being medamet the chalovin, right? There, Ruavi Kane, he does that. It was by chalovin. It's about a case where you got a full chanoz going of a gazayas. So we want to bring down also a case where there was a full gazayas here. That's why he brought this case to compare it to.
And it's not burning up inside the stomach. The digestive juices didn't start to...
Not if regurgitated it, yeah. Then we can deal about the digestion. But digestion not to leave anyway, it's an Osgaron. Okay, guys. It's early, but I'm stuck. This is all I prepare to. We'll pick up from here after Pesach.
This next part is what just came up in Shabbos just about 10 blood ago.
Yeah.
I'm mostly here. Shusha Yachta, Shusha Rabbi, Derek Hamlet.
Yeah. But that, well, it's also going to be about Malakarmia, probably. Okay, we'll stop here nonetheless. We're really ahead. We're ahead. That's not bad.
So we resume that Monday?
Monday, yeah.
20th.